Effect of topical timolol and betaxolol on plasma lipids in Indian patients of primary open-angle glaucoma. Introduction. The introduction of topical timolol, a non-selective beta-androgenic antagonist, as a treatment in open-angle glaucoma in 1978 was a milestone in ocular pharmacology as it has several advantages over cholinergic and adrenergic agonists. However, continued clinical experience has disclosed various potentially serious systemic effects with its topical use because of its absorption into the systemic circulation through the nasolacrimal duct. Moreover, its plasma levels thus achieved may be equivalent to that obtained after intravenous administration as 50 to 70% of the drug escapes first pass metabolism. These systemic effects after topical use of beta blockers may be of clinical significance in the elderly who commonly have undiagnosed reversible airway diseases, cardiovascular diseases and metabolic abnormalities, especially dyslipidemia. Advanced age, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, positive family history and obesity are known risk factors for both chronic heart diseases, that is CHD, and increased intraocular pressure, that is IOP. Serum lipids are additionally related to the risk of atherosclerosis. However, no association has been established so far between lipid levels and IOP. Still, serum lipid fractions may be important in the chronic therapy of glaucoma, as the glaucoma patients may continue ocular beta blockers during several decades of adult life and thereby be exposed to the systemic and metabolic effects of such therapy for many years. Timolol and betaxolol are commonly used drugs for the management of glaucoma in our country. Betaxolol is a cardioselective beta-1 androgenic antagonist with the theoretical advantage of better corneal penetration, fewer systemic effects and excellent lipid aqueous solubility with twice as high concentration in aqueous humor as that of timolol and much lower concentration in plasma. However, only a few studies are available demonstrating significant effect of topical timolol on serum lipids. Moreover, no study so far has come to our notice comparing the effects of topical timolol and betaxolol on plasma lipids in the Indian patients of glaucoma. So we conducted the present study to evaluate the effect of topical timolol and betaxolol on plasma lipids in Indian patients of primary open-angle glaucoma. Materials and methods. This study has been described according to the consort guidelines for the presentation of clinical trials. This prospective randomized single-blind parallel study was conducted in the Postgraduate Department of Pharmacology and Therapeutics in collaboration with Postgraduate Department of Ophthalmology, Government Medical College, Jammu, after taking permission from the institution's Ethics Committee. Sample size for the study was not definitely set before the study, as it was not certain how many patients of chronic simple glaucoma attending ophthalmology department during the study period would be fulfilling all the inclusion criteria. A total of 34 newly diagnosed patients of both sexes with 52 eyes of primary open-angle glaucoma in the age group of 40 to 80 years having painless diminution of vision, glaucomatous optic disc damage and IOP more than 26 mm Hg attending ophthalmology OPD outpatient department during the period from 1-4-2003 to 31-10-2003 were initially enrolled for the study after taking their informed consent. All the patients were subjected to detailed medical and ophthalmic history, complete medical and ocular examination, hematological tests like blood, BT, CT, TLC, DLC, ESR, biochemical tests like LFT, RFT, blood sugar fasting, urine for routine examination and ECG. Only 28 patients of 43 eyes, table oblique figure 1, were included in the study after complete screening for all the exclusion criteria such as history of hypersensitivity to either oral or topical use of timolol and betaxolol, ophthalmic surgical procedures within 3 months of the study, history of bronchial asthma or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or bronchospastic disorder, cardiac dysfunction including 6 sinus syndrome, sinus bradycardia, second or third degree heart block, congestive heart failure and myocardial infarction within last 6 months, diabetes mellitus, dyslipidemias, myasthenia gravis and systemic malignancy, liver and renal diseases, psychiatric problems and use of more than one IOP-lowering drugs or concomitant use of any other medication. During first post-registration visit at 0 week, baseline lipid profile and IOP of all patients were recorded. Finally, 16, 23 eyes and 12, 20 eyes patients were randomized to receive timolol maleate 0.5% and betaxolol hydrochloride 0.5% respectively. Timolol maleate 0.5% and betaxolol hydrochloride 0.5% for the study were purchased from the market. Both the study drugs were available in white plastic containers of equal size. Before providing drugs to the patients, the cover labels on the bottles were removed and replaced by paper slips containing study code. Each patient was advised to instill one drop of only the dispensed drug in the affected eye twice daily after occlusion of nasolacrimal duct and was kept under treatment for 12 weeks. Each patient had to undergo two more post-registration visits, first after 6 weeks and second after 12 weeks. Patients were instructed not to change their dietary habits and lifestyle during the study. Patients' compliance was assessed by asking patients to maintain personal diary in which they were to note down time and date of each installation. IOP and lipid profile of each patient were recorded during each visit in the morning just before the installation of the drug. That's the morning dose. Plasma lipids were estimated by photoelectric colorimeter, electronic controlled 5-filter/8-filter model. Method of calculation. The reagents were prepared according to the manufacturer's instructions given in the kits. Three test tubes were labeled as blank B, standard S, and test T. 1 mm of reagent was taken in each of the tubes and pre-warmed at 37 degrees Celsius for at least 5 minutes. 0.01 ml, that is 10 μl of patient serum, was taken in tube labeled T for total cholesterol, that is TC, triglyceride TG, and low-density lipoprotein, that is LDL, estimation, and 0.05 ml for high-density lipoprotein, that is HDL, estimation. Similar quantities of standard and blank solution